things quick right off the bat. As you know, JPP was here for a couple of days, went through all the medical, was in an outstanding frame of mind, was not ready to play, returned to South Florida, optimistic about going forward and feeling better and continuing to work towards being able to come back. So we'll monitor that, and I don't have anything further to add. The second thing was the shock of the death of Tyler Sash. I mean, that I haven't seen Tyler in a couple of years, but one of the players texted me yesterday afternoon, and I didn't see that coming, obviously, and I know a lot of our players have responded. It's very sad, most difficult to try to understand, but nevertheless, you know, our condolences go out to his family and his friends and all those that cared for him. He was an outstanding teammate now. When he was here, during the time he was here, the players really enjoyed Tyler Sash. So I'm dumbfounded by this and very sad. Having said that, the start of the 2015 season, we're excited to go on the field this afternoon or late morning here and prepare for the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys, having won our division a year ago, an outstanding football team, a strong team in a lot of categories, and so we've got our work cut out for us.
Tom, have you spoken to or do you plan to speak to the team about Tyler?
I did not mention that this morning. There were a couple players around yesterday. Eli was around. I spoke to him about it, and he was, taken back as well.
Tom, everybody was so excited to see Jason on Monday. We go up to them and everything. Do you have to kind of worry about a dip in the morale with that?
No.
He's not here now?
I don't think so. I think the fact that he came in the way he did, Mr. Personality was there, and he felt good about himself, obviously, and where he'd been. He's worked pretty hard. We actually saw a tape that showed him working, and he's done a lot of conditioning-type work. So I don't think there's anything to worry about there. I mean, obviously it'd be great if he was all healed and ready to go, but he's not.
So you say he wasn't ready to play, it was his hand, not his conditioning or his shape or anything?
The thing that had to be evaluated was his hand, yes.
You say you have a plan for everything. How do you plan for that now moving forward?
Keep going right where we are. Nothing's changed. We've taken this path, and we're on it, and we'll stay on it. And hopefully at some point in time, Jason will be ready to play, and we'll get the green light. If that doesn't happen, we'll stay with where we are.
Do you get any sense of, how close he is in terms of weeks to being able to?
I wouldn't put any kind of time frame on it. It's not going to be something that I have anything to say about anyway. It's going to be the medical people.
Tom, has Victor's status changed at all?
Nothing has come across my desk to indicate that.
So he won't be out there today?
Tom, you've been through your share of season openers as a head coach here. Do they feel any different?
No, not at all. Just as excited, just as nervous, just as anxious to get started, just as anxious to see our team on the field. No emotion, all the same.
Are there specific areas or things with this team that you're particularly excited about? And if so,
Excited to see how they respond, obviously, to going to Dallas and opening the season there. There's a few guys that have been through that experience when it was a positive thing and plus. So basically it's seeing our team come together, seeing us pull together now that we're at 53, plus the 10 practice squad kids. So I'm looking forward to that part of it.
Coach, it was announced that you added Jasper Brinkley to the roster. What kind of role do you see for him? Inside, outside, both?
Well, probably inside to start with. But I'm sure he'll learn to play more than one, perhaps all three.
How's reflection on the availability of Beeson and where is Beeson?
No, but it's we thought it was a necessity.
Is Beeson
He's going to practice today. Yep.
What about Jonathan Casillas?
He's going to practice. He practices today.
Is he cleared to play, though? We didn't see him in any of the last three preseason games.
He practices today.
Is he cleared to play in a game now?
He practices today.
Just to finish off that.
He'll have a helmet on and shoulder pads and those things.
The last several weeks, he's practiced. He's been limited, but you've kept him out of contact. So obviously there's some concern there. I mean, is there still a concern moving forward with that neck?
I hope not, but we'll see.
Has Dallas changed much?
Well, preseason, you don't see a whole lot. But the playoff games were obviously very, very good football. And I don't see any real radical change in the way that their approach is. Some of the names have changed.
When did you start studying them? And how do you sort
2014.
How do you do it with when they have like such a big change in their backfield? How do you sort of study that?
Well, there's no doubt that they talk mostly about their offensive line and the strength of their offensive line. I think that's where you start. You start on their offensive line and their defensive line, and there haven't been any real changes there. So,
what was the challenge with the safeties on the road in Dallas? Kind of
communication. You know, that'll be a concern. We'll have noise today. We'll have officials today. We'll do that, you know, for a couple of days. Hopefully that'll help focus in on the hand signals and the things of that nature that they have to utilize to communicate, even though they're perhaps a few yards apart.
Tom, you're obviously well aware the team has not won an opener in several years. I mean, how much does that put the team behind? You know, when you come out the first week, everyone's excited. You lose that first game, and then you kind of...
I don't want to go there. We're trying to win. We're looking forward to the opener. I don't remember a loss.
You know you lost four straight openers, I'm sure, right?
We won a few, too.
Tom, can you ever remember coming into a season?
I don't know, Paul. I'm not interested in that part of it right now. All I'm interested in is getting these people ready to play, excited about playing, and let's go see what we got.
Can you ever remember coming into a season with this many unanswered questions in your mind on what you have, on what you are?
I don't know. I don't keep track of the count. There are some areas where we expect some people to step up and gain significant recognition in terms of the quality of their play, and we look forward to working with those guys. So, you know, we have a few things, obviously, that need to be ironed out and need to be clarified, and hopefully that's what will happen right here.
For a long time, Victor tried to just stay so optimistic, targeting playing in the first game. I don't think you've ruled anything out or in. I don't know if that's accurate. But has the situation unfolded in the way you expected, or have there been frustrations on your part, or is this sort of what you expected with his...
Oh, no, obviously. If this was strictly the knee or whatever, I think he'd be out there. The calf is what set him back. It's not the knee, the calf.
So is that a
You know, there's been some communication around the league with other clubs. For whatever reason, these things are very, very hard to get over. And we've experienced it before. Obviously, Berhe is a great example of that. So, but that's what's holding him back, not the other.
You're a little thin at defensive tackle. Obviously, you expected Lewis Nix to be in here, and it didn't work out. Do you expect to add another body in there?
Yeah, we will. But, I mean, I don't forget that we've worked some other people in there. You know, Wynn has worked in there, for example, to give us another athlete that can certainly play in there in second and long and third down.
Will Cullen go back in there as well?
Cullen plays in there and out, in and out, in and out. Yeah, he can certainly play in there.
How's he doing physically?
Okay. We'll see what he does today on the field.
You spent a lot of time this offseason and energy doing the...
That was
you don't mind if I go to practice, do you?
Putting efforts into rebuilding the offensive line, where do you sort of stand coming into the season, and what are your expectations for that group?
I expect us to improve throughout the entire season, not only for the young guy that's in there and the new positions, et cetera, and Westy being at center, but I think we're going to improve and get better each time we play. And, you know, we hopefully have got some things solved and others to come, but I do expect that we will, you know, we'll have a starting point and we'll get better from there. Okay?